And what's up, guys? It's the Terrible Tech Show. I'm doing an impromptu show tonight. It is me. It is Chris McManamy. We are live on Caster.fm. Hope you all are having a great Friday evening. It's quite the interesting week. a lot of stuff going on. A lot of things happening. But just thought I'd hop on here. It's a very impromptu show. I want to talk about... Obviously, things going on Twitter, and big events at E3, and all kinds of stuff happened. Let me go ahead and shut that off. Alright, that's off. Boom. Boom. And, alright. So, hope everyone's having a good evening. Go ahead and put the info out there. Twitter, it's at Chris McManamy. I got the Skype fired up too, so if you want to give me a call on Skype, just look up Terrible Tech Show. It's that simple. If you can't listen live, and hopefully you found this on a podcast, you can go to terribletechshow.podomatic.com, or you can subscribe in iTunes or anything else that takes RSS feeds, because that's all it is just a stupid XML file. So. What's going on, everybody? Of course, my opening song there, that was Cult of Personality. That was the CM Punk variant of the song. It's a pretty good song. Really like it. So, let's see. What do we want to talk about first? I guess we can go right into big news of the week, and that was E3. E3 happened. They announced... It was early this week or whenever, last week, I don't know. But I really don't follow a lot of that stuff anymore. But it was announced in the PS4, and the big news was the Xbox One and the PS4. Neither of which I will be purchasing, because I just don't do that stuff anymore. So I heard that's gonna lead to my next topic. But I heard the... Xbox One comes with the Kinect, and it's actually going to be required to use it. It's actually going to take facial recognition and sign you into your Microsoft account instead of your, like the Xbox 360 where you had your Gamertag account, which was kind of separate, almost separate from your Outlook account. But I think it'll do face recognition and things like that to get you in. Get you to your console, and you have to be connected to the internet. Otherwise, none of it will work. At least that's what I'm reading and what I've been hearing. And that's all the speculation. So that's that. And I don't know if maybe somebody can clarify me on the did something happen with the PS4 at the when Sony was demoing, that did it lock up? I don't know if anybody can tell me that. Okay, I'm gonna put something. Hang on a second. Doing this one-handed because I don't have a mic stand. I'm fumbling. Okay. Yeah, this is some show we got here. See if I get that out there. Yep. Sorry. Yeah, this is some crack. Some show we got here, but I don't know if someone wants to chime in, hit me up on Twitter, let me know. I think that the PS4, let me turn this up, sorry, well, let me adjust some stuff here. Hopefully you guys can all hear me out there on the wonderful internets. Hopefully you guys can hear me. Whoa, that's kind of loud. Hang on a second. Let me turn that down. Boom. I was getting some weird feedback there. I did not like that at all. But, I think if anyone wants to correct me or talk about that, just give me a holler on Skype. It's a Terrible Tech Show, Terrible Space, all three words, Terrible Tech Show. It's not that hard to find. If you're listening, I know I'm sorry I didn't really put much out there this week. I didn't know if I was going to be live or not. I kind of like to leave it open so that way I'm not rushing around trying to hurry up. And I know... I got my water this time. excuse me. But I know usually a lot of people are like, oh, you gotta have time, and I get that, but I'm not really, you know, it's just kind of a fun thing for me to do is just hop on the air and hop out on the web and just let it fly. So there's no real plan tonight, no real format. I'm just gonna go until I can't go anymore. So let me see what else is going on. Oh man, I really, the Cardinals. Oh, I want to talk about the Cardinals. Of course, you know, I always talk about the Cardinals. Anybody see my, you guys see my timeline out there, you know, that's pretty much what I do, because that's my team. But they dropped a heartbreaker tonight. It was 5-4. It kind of sucked. It was the Marlins. The freaking Marlins got them. So let's see. Oh, yep, Xbox One for. Okay, so now looks like there's this iPhone 5S coming out. I think I talked a little bit about that last week, where it's they have some parts and things like that, but there's really not much new. It's always rumors. It's all looks like it's rumors and speculation. So, oh, that's the thing. I was looking at this Microsoft ad, and it reminds me. There at the St. Louis Galleria, there's a Xbox store, and I went with some of my colleagues. We went over our lunch hour yesterday, and I tell you what. They couldn't have ripped off the Apple Store anymore. I mean, down to the way it's set up outside, and just the way the staff is, and the way that the inside is set up. I'll post a picture of it. Hang on a second. I'll throw it up on Twitter. It is just. Let me. My phone auto rotated. Yeah. I took a picture of the outside of the Microsoft store at the St. Louis Galleria, and I'm just gonna throw it up there. It is weird. Hang on a second. St. Louis Galleria. All right, hang on a second. Boom. Yeah, I went ahead and threw that. Oh, that was tough. Oh, man, throw that out there. There's a picture of the Microsoft store, and you could see for the end. And it's funny because when you look at the outside, you see and yeah, excuse me. That's kind of a blurry picture, but you kind of get the idea. It's set up very, very similar. But the funny thing is that this store, if you walk a little bit further down and around the corner is the Apple Store. So it was set up very similar. The staff they even had like their little genius bar in the very back. I call it a genius bar, but you know it's what you know the know-it-alls, the nerds. I call them nerds because I can. I'm a geek. Big difference. They have those guys set up in the back, and they have all their phones off to the right side. They have the tablets up front with their showcase and then the Xbox One pre-orders, and then they got the Kinect out there. Yeah, it's very, very weird. Very weird to see. They couldn't have copied it anymore from the Apple Store. And even the employees there had the Nokia phone, the newest Nokia Windows, Windows 7, 8 phones or whatever they are, really on the Windows 8 phones. And they had the little IDs around their necks, just like the people at the Apple Store, and wearing the colors. It was very, very, very peculiar. I mean, it's not like they were trying to hide it. Because any of you ever walked into an Apple Store, you know what I'm talking about. But at least at the Microsoft Store, they were a little bit nicer. I mean, they seemed like they were informed on the products, you know, that they're trying to sell. And I don't know. I despise going into an Apple Store. I went to an Apple Store by necessity one time. I think it was one time. Let's see. Yeah, I went to once before to look around, and then I went once for iPhone warranty replacement, but that was it. I hate going into that store, that damn store. Oh, excuse me. Ugh. Hang on. Here, take a drink. That goddamn Apple Store drives me insane because I hate the people that work there. They're so freaking condescending. And I just want to give them a nice throw punch every once in a while. But at least I didn't have any other rocket scientists working on a computer of mine. But I don't have a Mac, so I don't have anything to worry about. I was like, yep. I even heard a story when I walked in with the I needed a warranty replacement, and I was like, yep. I was like, I got the home button here. It's stuck. This was before my 4S experience. But when I had the iPhone 4, I took it. I was like, yeah, but the home button's not working right. And they're like, can you factor? I was like, I took care of that. So that's a big thing is go ahead. If you want an easy experience at the Apple Store, just back it up. You know, if you know you're going to replace it. If you know what the shadow dot, you're gonna place it. Back it up at home on iTunes. Do a manual backup. Don't rely on iCloud. Do a manual backup first, and then factory reset everything before you get there. So that way, it's like make your experience a little bit more, a little bit smoother. And that way, you're like, nope, I already did it. I already wiped it day before I came in. So cool. And then they did their thing. Like, yep, it's definitely broken. We'll get your replacement. And just had, and then they got me a new phone, got me all set up. And I was like, nope, I'll restore it when I get home. Thank you. And I was out of there. So I think I was there for a total of 30 minutes. Yeah, it was like 30 minutes because I spent most of my time waiting for somebody. Of course, I think it's ridiculous that you gotta have an appointment to even get in the stick of store. If you need any kind of service, he's like, "Hey, did you make an appointment?" It's like, "No, I didn't." And I was like, "No, I'm not making an appointment. I'm gonna show up whenever the hell I want." I went like over lunch or something, or my lunch hour, because my office is right down the street from where the Apple Store is in this mall at the St. Louis Galleria. It is literally, it's a 2-minute drive. So, let's see. Oh man, my throat's killing me. Usually I kind of held off going on Wednesday night's my night, because I didn't call on to the Jay Nightly show. I guess, I don't know. I was trying to save everything for Friday night. But I didn't know if I was really going to go on the air Friday night. And then, of course, Wednesday night, I got awesomely chastised by P-Rock and Footer for not coming on the air and hanging out in the chat. But it's alright. So... I just try to save everything for my show here. Let's see what's going on. Oh, did I just go on? Nope. Okay, I'm good. Nope. All good. I thought maybe Skype freaked out on me, but I'll make sure I'm still in the air. Yep, I'm still in the air. I have no listeners, and I suck. I really suck. Yeah, it's see what's going on Twitter here. I pay too much attention to this. Paying too much attention to this to the timeline here, so let's see what else is going on. Yeah, everything now on these tech websites is Microsoft. Yeah, it's all Apple, Microsoft, Sony. Yep, that's the big things. PlayStation, Xbox, iPhone. Okay, yeah, I'm done reading that. So, let's see. Yeah, and like I said, Cardinals lost 5-4, lost a heartbreaker. I mean, they came back, but this kid from the Marlins, this 20-year-old kid, he was on his game for sure. And that's why they play in the major league. They're in the major leagues. I don't care if you have 40 wins or 4 wins. It's major league baseball. So, I think, let me find this kid's name. This kid was unreal. Jose Fernandez, he struck out 10 Cardinals, and Jake Westbrook was just not. He'll be fine. He'll be back. I mean, they will be fine. It's just one game, and it's only June, so they got Lance Lynn going tomorrow afternoon. It's really awesome, and then they got Tyler Lyons going Sunday. So they'll get this straightened out. Jake Westbrook is his first game back from injury. So, that's that. Not really much else to say. Not really much else to say. I mean, Jake Westbrook went. He busted his ass out there. No joke. I think he went five. He went five. He barely made 5 innings. So, yeah, the Cardinals did everything they could. I mean, they came back. They fought. It was, you know, it wasn't a blowout or anything like that, but just Fernandez was just too much, and I was watching this kid pitch, and it was freaking believable. I mean, he'll be just fine. Oh, yeah, all the stuff going on. I'm looking at this Twitter thing, and there's just a lot of stuff going on. Apparently, there's this a particular DJ in Tampa that we all know fairly well. It's a big, the big scumbag. He's trying to start some shit with one of our St. Louis-based AM stations. Why, I don't know. I mean, if you're... That's what I understand. Why do you even need to be... And I think I put that earlier. I put out a tweet, and Buddy Ashton retweeted it. It was, please don't bother with STL AM radio. Just stay in the Tampa area forever. I said that earlier tonight, and I really mean that. I mean, what is the point of trying to attack another AM radio station in the Midwest? Really? Now, if you're going after, you know, at least going after somebody bigger, you know, you'd still be a douche, but I don't know, it wouldn't be heard by that many people. Because, I mean, who's listening to, you know, freaking AM country? I sure as hell am not. Oh, man, excuse me. Hang on, my throat's killing me. Oh, man. Got the water here. Don't know how long I'm going to go tonight, but we'll see how it goes. Oh, excuse me. Hang on a second. Oh, gosh, I mean it. That's all right. Oh, wow. But, no, if you're going to... I don't understand it. I think it's just really stupid, and then you got all these creepy-ass Twitter accounts, you know, harassing people, but what else is new? That's what the internet's for, right? It's just weird, because I see some real weird crap, you know, people insulting, you know, the people. I call them people. Yeah, these sheep marks for this Tampa DJ are stirring up some shit, or at least trying to, thinking they are, but it's getting nowhere. They're just making themselves look completely foolish. That would get out the blue if I just started making fun of everybody's family on Twitter, just constantly saying, "Oh, I'm not doing anything wrong. I'm doing everything right. I am wholesome. I am pure. You are horrible. Your kids are fat and ugly. I mean, come on, really? You really have to go that far? I've seen what's been posted. It's kind of pathetic." I'm not stalking or anything like that. I've kind of seen what's going on, so I'm not blind to it. I'm just hiding in plain sight. You know, I'm not that hard. I'm really not that hard to find. If anybody really is looking for me on Twitter or whatever, because it's the only place I reside. I don't have Facebook. I don't have Instagram or anything like that. I am right here on Twitter. You know my handle. That's my name. You know, I'm not hiding behind some stupid fake name. I mean, it's, come on. I know some people, you know, there's nothing wrong with that. Some people want to hide behind, you know, they want to use, you know, a catchy, you know, Twitter handle, and that's cool. You know, I don't have any problem with that, but as far as I'm concerned, you know, as far as me goes, I'm right here. I am not going anywhere. I'm not changing my Twitter handle. My picture of me, well, it's me, it's not my face, but that is me in my jersey. It's not hung up, that is me wearing my awesome Cardinals jersey, and it's no big secret, you know, who I am, what I do, where I am, you know, bring it. That sounded real threatening, didn't it? Oh, jeez. This is going to make for a great download, I'm sure, but, I mean, it's the way I see it. You know, everybody chooses their own destiny. Everybody chooses their own fate in life. All the choices, you know, you make your own choices in life. So you choose to be an asshole, then so be it. You will be treated like an asshole. You know, I'm not perfect. Not perfect at all. I'm first one to admit that. I'm not even really complaining about, you know, being on radio. You know, I'm sure I've said in the past, you know, I'm not gonna lie, that I've called people hacks and they can't cut on radio. I'm sure I've said that in the past, but you know what? I think part of that's just me being angry, but I'm not taking it back. You know, I'm not a radio guy. I mean, I do this internet podcast with no listeners. Or it's live. There's a podcast option, you know, so you guys can listen to it later. But you know, I'm not perfect. I do a random live internet stream that gets maybe, if I'm lucky, to get a listener. It may be a listener live, but for the most part, it's just me rambling. And I'm sure I get some downloads. I don't even download my own podcast. I don't know. Maybe it's just me being weird. I don't listen to myself. There, take that. Ooh. Man, burping up that dinner. Holy crap. Ugh. Dinner was not good. But I try to keep my own business. But sometimes people make it real hard for me to just stay on the sidelines, and sometimes I might step in and throw a jab here and there and then head back to the sidelines. That's just me. That's the way. That's me. It's not me being a coward. It's just me picking the battles. Picking the right battles. I know stuck by my buddy Ryan there, a Phillies fan, stuck by him always. He's a good dude. Excuse me. I consider that guy a really good friend, and then of course Jack and Jinya. Those guys are all awesome, and but you know, Judd the Hotspot and Ashton and everybody over there. I consider you guys I consider you guys friends. We may not have hung out a whole lot. I know Hotspot and I hung out. You know, Manny and I, Hotspot hung out for, you know, a few minutes and just, you know, shot the shit for a little bit while I was bowling, but, you know, that's better than nothing. I mean, I consider this whole social networking thing a way to, I find it it's a great way to be able to interact with people, you know, with similar interests from all over the world. Not just the country or the state, all over the world. So, I think it can be leveraged. It's a great tool to be leveraged if you do it right. But unfortunately, you got these creepy weirdos out there that use it the way they do. But you know what? That's, like I said, everybody chooses their own fate. Everybody chooses their own, you know, makes their own choices in life. So that's not going to change. As long as there's an internet, and as long as there's social networking, as long as there's those things, there's always going to be some douchebaggery going on. Sorry, Jinya, I did not mean to steal your phrase. I will give you full credit for that, douchebaggery. But there's always some douchebaggery going on, and it's just the way it's going to be. just like in Janet Salbala's, Jason Lee's character was saying, that's what the internet's for, slander not even honestly. Because remember, Jay and Silent Bob got all pissy because people were making fun of him on the internet, so they went beat up the guys, the kids that were making fun of him. They're all teenagers, high school kids, and their parents bait, you know, inside their rooms and basements or whatever. That sounds funny. Gee, imagine that. Somebody get pissy because someone's making fun of them on Twitter. Does that sound like anybody we know, people? Oh, gosh. Who lets this shit get to them? I mean, especially like that, when you get all mad and you want to fight people. I mean, really, that's sad. That is very sad. Let me go ahead and give out the Twitter handle one more time, because I haven't done that enough. It's at Chris McManamy, CHRSMCMANAMY. I think maybe three people out of my hundreds and hundreds of followers actually get that right. I know P-Rock and Footer don't even come close to get it right. I think The fact, just for saying Christopher was close enough. I mean, the fact, just the fact that Federer was able to get that out. But, yeah, you go ahead and hit me up on Skype. It's a terrible tech show. Just give me a call. If you want to talk, say what's up. Tell me my show sucks. I don't care. But I'm probably going to take a break in a minute. Get a refill on my water. So I'm gonna try to find a song here. Okay, my battery's getting low on my phone. Yeah, I'm going to take a break. And play a song. And let's see, do we have a song? I have a song to play. Oh yeah, I'm gonna get really nerdy here. Let's play this one. I'll be right back. Terrible Tech Show.
G-H-O-S-T. No ghost.
lose. The gambling's for fools, but that's the way I like it, baby. I don't wanna live forever. And don't forget the Joker.
Sorry about that. I am back. And as I said, the title picture looks like it probably I did have enough on my playlist there. Looks like it went through the bottom of my list and went right back up. So sorry about that. Looks like let me go ahead and stop that. I'm gonna exit this, and we're good to go. Hope anybody's listening to this. No. All right. Let's see. I'll go ahead and we'll go with the link back out there on the old Twitter. Let's see. Yeah, we'll do that. Alright, now I'm live. We're doing this live. Boom. Send that out. This is at Castor FM. It is still, I think it's still on. Still in beta, so, but it's still good stuff. The fact that I can, set this up for free, everything's better free. So, I'll go ahead and got that link up there. So you guys are listening, thank you. I will have this up for download. I may look into something other than Podomatic, or I may even have to let me go over Podomatic right now. Maybe I have to subscribe to get some more storage out there, but it's super cheap, I know. But hopefully, if there's anybody has anything out there that's cheaper or even free, like Podomatic, where I get better, get more storage. But it's kind of a pain having to update the iTunes list and everybody having to resubscribe. So let me go ahead and log in here. Hang on just a second. I'm gonna squeeze around this. Let's see if I can gracefully do it. Ah, there we go. Oh, wrong email address. Fat fingered it. See how much storage I have. Okay, I did not enter that right. Let me try this again. Try it one more time. Okay. Yeah, it looks like I got, because I got all my recent live episodes up. Episodes 4, 5, 6, 7, and 8. This will be episode 9. But I don't know if I have enough storage. I'm using 85%, so that's what I think about that. So yeah, I may have to upgrade. But then that would require me paying $10 a month. And I don't know if I really want to do that. So I mean, it does give me, because I think right now I'm at 500 megs of storage. It, if I go with 2 gigs, obviously I'll quadruple my storage, and I can throw more episodes up on Podomatic, so yeah, I can subscribe and listen to it, and looking for a good way to go to sleep, that'll be a way to go to sleep. So, hey, if I only got 15% left, so I can probably throw one more episode up, not a big deal. I'll just, I'll rotate them out. I'll find a way, even if I have to, put them up on my WordPress site as a Dropbox links to be able to show us, I don't care, or even like a Google Drive. You know, I may even invest in a Google Drive if you want to download it. You want to download it later, but what was the other thing I started? Oh yeah, I started a WordPress site for the show. Right now there's nothing on it, but that is Terrible Tech Show. Oh, sure, Terrible Tech. WordPress.com. Let me try. WordPress. I'll find out real quick if this is it. TerribleTechShow.wordpress.com. That's it. All right. Yeah. That's there's nothing on there. There's an about page. That's it. So it's still a work in progress. And it's at TerribleTechShow.wordpress.com. So I'll throw the links up. One of these days I'll get this shit right. So, and maybe I'll even put on a predetermined date and time. So that way y'all can tune in and listen and tell me I suck live, and maybe even maybe someday I'll get on a cool station like The Mix or Radio Free Bar, or More Like Radio, even. So, all those stations that I just mentioned, those are the best. I find those to be the best. Those are the top podcasts I can think of. Especially the shows like It's All About Me, that's on tomorrow. I might have to download that one. I don't think I'll be able to participate live. That's on Saturday. We're pretty busy here in the McManamy household on Saturdays. So, I definitely subscribe to that podcast. And also, The Shoot is on Radio Free Bar, and there's a couple of other good shows on Radio Free Bar besides It's All About Me and The Shoot, and More Like Radio. Got my boys P-Rock and Fur. They're on Wednesday nights at 9. Always hang out in the chat and get to kind of piss them off because I don't call in. And I really should have called after one of my show, but I don't know when it's going to be on, so it's kind of an impromptu thing because I have to work around that. Tom belching mad Jack in the Box for dinner. Ugh, totally fucked me up. Ugh. That's what I get for eating junk. So now I'm prepping junk. Yeah, I know. I probably should be eating a little bit better. But, that is what it is. So, maybe I can actually now get to some, ticky stuff instead of the, nerdy stuff, because there's a lot of shows out there that cover, that'll cover the games, and, of course, not really much into, covering the wrestling. I'll leave that up to the guys that, actually know what they're doing, like, Gary Cantrell, who, does a great job, but it's not just a wrestling thing. And then there's this other one I listen to, it's, Off the Top Rope. It's a pro wrestling podcast, and I like those guys. Those guys are good. Check them out. But I did some had some craziness at the office this week, mainly surrounding routing and switching and VLANs and firewalls, and I was so aggravated, beyond aggravating. And that's really what's on my mind is talking about how pissed I was earlier this week at the office with. A manager is no longer with the company. I'm not going to get into too many specifics, but we had very little information. We had no information on what the hell is going to be done about some firewalls and switching and routing, and finally got it figured out. And I still have that concept drilled in my brain about VLANs. And how to do proper inter-VLAN routing. I don't know, whatever. If anybody's listening, I don't know, but inter-VLAN routing. That's some pretty high-level stuff. So if you're out there or trying to do any inter-VLAN routing, I know everybody is. Everybody downloads the show, through iTunes or Podomatic. We know how to do inter-VLAN routing. But all you need is a high-end, very, very crazy high-end layer 3 switch. It's only a few thousand bucks. Nah, no big deal. Drop in the bucket. But now, if those of you looking at, those of you being on a computer or whatnot, know anything about IP addresses, there's that little value called the default gateway. That's kind of important. So what you do for all your tickets out there is, if you want to do inter-VLAN routing, and this is basically what I have to accomplish with this, with what I'm trying to do here is got my layer 3 switch, got it, gave it an IP address. It is the default gateway for the entire network. So basically what happens is all the devices on your network will get an IP address. It has IP address, subnet mask, and then its default gateway is not going to be your router or your firewall or anything like that. It's going to be your switch, your layer 3 switch, because then on that layer 3 switch, you'll set up an L0's default route that a lot of people really don't see, but your L0's layer 3 route will go out to its default route to route all traffic. And of course, you can have, if you have any more specific routes, like for other VLANs and things like that, you can move those there on your switch. But, because most of your routers and firewalls aren't going to, most of them aren't going to really route that, especially the firewalls that have some routing, but they're not that great. So, usually if you're going to do any kind of real routing, you're going to have a real router. But, excuse me, in this case, we just have, you have your layer 3 router and your firewall, and your layer 3 router has an all zeros route pointing to the IP address of your firewall. Because it's going to route, is the default route, all zeros. So you got 0.0.0.0/0.0.0.0 route to, it's route, and then to your gateway, which in this case, on the switch, you're going to point your all zeros to the firewall router, which we have, and then on your router, because that'll get all traffic from the switch, at the switch, because it'll go past layer 2, which is a data layer, it'll go to layer 3, the OSI model. If you know what the OSI model, any techies out there listening, which I'm sure nobody is, I'm sure everybody's doing something way better than listening to my shit. But you get your firewall set up, and the layer 3 switch will route all traffic up, upstream to this firewall. And of course, you got your firewall, you got your regular policies, and then you got your internet plugged into it. you know, you get your switch put, you know, switch plugged into that device, you know, plugged into the network, and then you have your firewall configured with your policies and your rules and, you know, NAT and things, you know, your NAT entries and things like that. And so, all you do is you set your routes for those VLANs. You know, those VLANs, you need a route between, you know, inter-VLAN routing. You got your different subnets there, and they have specific, you got your L0's route that goes out to the internet, which normally you don't see, but if you ever look at a routing table, like if you have your computer do a route print, you'll see a routing table. You'll see one that's, you know, either blank or all zeros pointing to the your internet gateway, which probably most people aren't going to know unless you're business or really technical where they give you that static information. So you get that, and you get your all zeros right on your firewall going out to the internet, so that way everybody, you know, the next hop goes out to the internet, and then you got your specific VLAN routes that go back down to the switch, your default gateway. So you got your routes going up, you got your routes going to and back to your devices, and as long as you got your VLAN set up properly, you know, you got your ports, you know, configured accordingly, which they should be, because I mean, if you're doing VLAN routing, you got your VLANs, you should have your VLAN set up correctly to begin with. And in the Cisco world, you know, that's something I'll probably get into a minute, so you got your VLANs, so I finally understand the concept of VLANs, and I'll get into that. I think I got into this once before, but I don't care, I'm going to talk about it again, because it's fresh in my mind. So, you got your VLANs, and as long as those are configured correctly, and they got the right gateway, because you can give your VLANs any IP address you want, but as long as it's got the right gateway, you'll be fine. Of course, your gateway is going to be your layer 3 switch, if you're doing that crazy inter-VLAN routing, which a lot of places anymore are, because they got these really pricey, expensive switches, and they got to be able to route that traffic. So that's it. That's inter. It's you can be able to do inter-VLAN routing, and that will allow you to use NetBIOS names and things like that, and just get route across your VLANs. And of course, then, now we get into the topic of VLANs, because I know everybody's dying to know about VLANs. Hey, this is a terrible talk show, give me a break. That's what we do, we talk about stuff like this. And of course, that was mandated on the Jenny Nightly show one night, was that no geek talk or any tech talk unless I was present. So I don't have to make my presence known on Wednesday nights, I guess. And that was the other thing, is I had to I was working with let's see what else. Oh gosh, fighting with the block based backup, which is surprising, because really the fights I've had to deal with backups are your file based backups, like Backup Exec, you know, to be quite honest with you, NT Backup, but mainly Backup Exec, because I hate, yeah, well, maybe hate's strong, but no, hate's the right word. File-level backups, those suck. I mean, if any of you have to deal with file-level backups, I'm sorry. I feel bad for you, but, it's block-level backups, because, you know, people are trying to do things with these backup units that they're not designed to do, especially if the back end that you don't see is a Linux-based and not a Windows-based solution. You're going to have some limitations, and I found out the hard way, because, you know, they had one of these backup units, these block-level backup units, doing things that nobody has ever done before. So they're like, hey, how do you do this? And we're trying to do this, and this doesn't work. I'm like, oh, great. Time for tickets in with the vendor. And, of course, I get, you know, Haji Paji, you know, at the help desk. It's like, oh, did you try this and do this? And I was like, look, here's what I did. This is what they're trying to do. I explained it to them 3 times. Here's what they're trying to do. I even took pictures. You know, it's like, sorry, there are no pictures. Well, I sent pictures. And finally I got the point, and actually it was something that I had figured out, and I told them I'd figured it out. Once I was done, they're like, oh yeah, we're going to do that next. Uh-huh, sure you were. No, I'm kidding. I'm sure that they really got to that eventually, but I got really impatient and tired of waiting. So the only thing I could try, I was like, let me try this, because I was trying to figure out, I was like, what the hell's different on these devices? Because we found out a ton of these same backup units, and they're all the same device. And I was like, what's different? And that's usually what kind of happens to me. I was like, something screws up, what changed? Did somebody change something? Was something overwritten? Something modified? Something added? And sure enough, I found something. I found the one value that was changed. Bingo. As soon as I changed, so I undid what was done, boom, everything started working fine. Imagine that. Somebody mucking around, getting shit all cluster-effed, and undone it all, made it work right. Ugh. So that was an adventure, but normally block level backups are a good thing. That way they just, you don't have to worry about selecting files. It backs up the drive. That's it. Boom. Drive done. It's a little bit more involved too if you want to do some restores. A little bit more involved. So, my neck. Ugh. So that's that. I think the other thing is I had to give somebody today a refresher on. I felt so good to know VMware. That was one other thing. I didn't have that too bad a week, but being able to use my VMware skills was just completely awesome. And I'm not gonna lie, it was great stuff. To be able to do some, on-site, some training with an on-site IT guy, like an on-site, network guy that does like all their support. We don't do this support, they do. But I'm able to help them out remotely and reallocate, put my VMware skills to the test. Hang on a second. I'm going to put this on mute. Hang on. Oh, sorry about that. I had to sneeze real bad. But being able to use my awesome VMware skills, it's just the test don't show it. I just gotta pass the test, and it'll be official. But now I'm trying to know my VMware stuff, and having to do some vMotions and things like that. I'm sure a lot of you are riveted right now. I'm sure nobody's listening. Do I have any listeners? I wonder if I can see. Can I see my listeners? Nope. Oh, current listeners. Boom. Zip. Nothing. Awesome. it's nice to get a little bit of fresh on some VMware skills and, not really brush up, but just kind of showcase what brought me to the dance. So, doing some vMotion and, basically, of course, I've talked about this before, but those of you who don't know, vMotion is the process of migrating virtual machines between hosts in the same cluster of in vSphere while the virtual machine is running, which the end users do not see. So, any of you out there, do a lot of work on the computers, all the back-end stuff, there's things going on that you don't see, you don't experience, and it doesn't cause any problems. So, I was moving virtual machines for half an hour, didn't take anything down, didn't cause any problems. I just took virtual machine A, moved it from host 1 to host 2, and belched. Moved it from host 1 to host 2, nobody saw anything, while it was live, still running, just changed the state from, moved it from this host to this host, and just, it was a sleight of hand, and then took another virtual machine from one host over to another, just kind of flip-flopped them, and nobody noticed a thing, they were all production servers, and I just think that is the coolest feature of VMware, besides being able to run multiple virtual servers on one physical server, is being able to administer said VMs without having you take the customer down. because that is always a problem, is having to do maintenance after hours, to where you need to either move a server or allocate resources, because normally, like, adding drive space usually involves adding a hard drive, where you have to take the server down, plug the server, plug the hard drive in. In some cases, you can do a hot plug, or you just plug in the drives and configure it later, but there are those instances where you can't do a hot plug, where you have to shut the server down, plug in the drives, bring it back up, and then you're good to go. Same thing with memory, but even then with the VMware, you still have to shut the virtual server off if you want to add resources like memory, CPU, things like that. But if you want to usually extending drive space, it's just as cool as okay, if I got the space and I got enough storage on the LAN, I can go onto the virtual machine, boom, make a change, increase my drive space, go into Windows, extend the volume, done. That's it. No downtime, no added, no problems. But even adding memory, it just takes a few minutes, but it's a piece of cake. Listen to me. Sound like a know-it-all, but I'm sorry. I did not mean to offend anybody and say I'm a know-it-all. I'm not trying to come across as a know-it-all, but show this guy how to do it. It's like, you do this, you click this to shut it down. Graceful shutdown of the guest operating system, which is the virtual server. Shut it off. Edit settings. Add the memory, or take away memory, or whatever you want to do. You manipulate all your resources, especially if it's off. And if you need to move virtual machines between data stores, that's no problem. Especially if it's off, you can migrate if you don't have a storage vMotion license. And that's another cool thing with a vMotion. It's a feature called Storage vMotion. It's a little bit more advanced, but that will allow you to move virtual machines from one data store to another while the machine is running. If you don't have storage vMotion, you have to power the server off in order to change data stores. If you have a complex storage array or storage network with multiple data stores, you need to move from one to the other, because maybe what you thought was fast storage, you got the high speed storage, so that way your servers perform well. You don't have that, and you're complaining because it's slower and whatnot, and then you're just like, alright, I got the storage here, maybe this one's a good idea, let me move it, boom. You shut them down, you migrate them, you're good to go. But storage vMotion, you do all that live. There's no downtime at all. But you need a high level, like an enterprise. I think it's Enterprise Plus. Yeah. Because that's some advanced stuff right there, especially with the storage IO control and storage vMotion and distributed switches. Yeah, you gotta have the top license for that. So anyway, I was able to show how to take away memory, add memory, and got these warnings on the servers because the resources weren't balanced. And now everything's balanced across their hosts, and their SAN's happy, and life is good. And then, of course, that takes me to today, or later, when I had to take the guy to school on VLANs. Back to VLANs, because everything. Need a VLAN for everything, but it's very, very handy. VLANs, if you're IT, VLANs are a good thing. I'm dying here. Turn that down. Excuse me. But not exactly the most comfortable position here, but I had to prop my microphone down because I was in a real awkward position. But that was a big time to if you do any kind of storage array setups, you gotta have a VLAN. I mean, you do not want that shit on your production network at all. You throw it out there. If you just throw it out there on your regular network, you're just asking for trouble, because users can access it and wreak all kinds of havoc. Refresh. Okay, I got distracted. Of course, Twitter's distracting me. So, I had to explain to a guy the difference between HP terminology when it comes to VLANs and Cisco's terminology, because there is some cross, there are some terms that are used interchangeably, but they mean totally different things. So, for example, with HP, you got your ports. You know, you want to set, if you want one port to be used for one specific VLAN only, then Cisco says it's an access port. And so, say I got a VLAN 300. So I tell that port on the Cisco switch, okay, I want this port to be access VLAN 300. And so what that means is the only traffic with VLAN 300 are going to be, the packets are going to be accepted on that interface. HP calls it untagged. So the packets are not tagged for any other VLAN, so by default, that VLAN is VLAN 30 and or 300, whatever I said, and nothing else. And of course, the opposite of that is you got your other types of VLAN, which is your tagged ports. HP calls them tagged. Cisco calls them trunk ports. And what those ports are, the tagged and trunk ports, is it allows you to have multiple VLANs on that same interface. So usually if you're going from switch to a switch, so that way you can allow every port, you know, every VLAN on that switch. So you got the default native VLAN 1, you may have 10, 100, 200, 300, whatever. You got those, and you can have multiple VLANs on the same port. And not to be confused with the HP trunk, which means you're, oh god, I'm getting really, really technical here. You're going to have all the ports on this, oh gosh, it's like teaming, network teaming, there. I'll just leave it at that, it's link aggregation, LACP. So, that's a awesome, boring VLAN education for the evening. But if I don't get a call or anything here, I'm gonna end this right now. So, been talking to myself for an hour at least. So I really don't have much more to say. And that was my week. Real riveting stuff, I know. Everybody calm down. Very, very riveting. So. Am I still? Yeah, I'm still recording. That's good. That's always a good thing. Yeah, of course there was a shooting. You know, getting away from a little bit of the technical stuff. There was a horrible shooting. I think it was a murder suicide in South St. Louis, and very sad. I think it was some family members knew each other or something. But I have to thank P-Rock for the awesome tweet. that was too awesome, P-Rock. Yeah, you're awesome. And of course, now I see why Footer is the likable one. Snap, gotcha. But anyway, that's that. And I'm sitting here looking to my left here, and that reminds me. I went to Mandy got us a membership to the Sam's Warehouse, which if those of you don't know, is the coolest place on earth where you can buy everything in bulk. And by bulk, I mean a lot. Real bulk. Like, I'm staring at this, because normally, take granola bars, for example. You get your granola bar, you get, you know, what, like, pay like $5-6 for a pack of eight. There's two in a pack, you know, two little granola bars in one package, and there's eight packages in a box, usually. I'm looking at this box right here, 60 bars in this case of granola bars, and it's the same brand, it's the Nature Valley brand that they, you know, that my girls like. And it's just so funny because they didn't pay really any more than what they did for the regular box. And then we got of course got a mountainous 36 pack of Pop-Tarts. And of course they got like 6-gallon, 7-gallon jugs of mayonnaise, which I think is just crazy awesome. And then the ketchup and the toilet paper. And of course, they got TVs there. They got other stuff. And you don't have to buy everything in bulk. They got clothes. But some of the similar stuff is... excuse me. I'm getting tired. I'm going to wrap this up in a minute. What was I saying? Oh, yeah. Yeah, they got stuff in bulk, but then they got regular stuff, and you can, you know, some have gas stations. But I still gotta go get my membership and get my picture taken and all that good stuff. Get this ugly mug taken care of. Take care of business. Take care of my business. Oh, I am so tired. I think I'm gonna wrap this up. I'll be going for like an hour. How long am I going? Over an hour? Yeah. That's not kind of my little breaks I had to take. Yeah, give me a break. So, probably checking out, It's All About Me tomorrow with those guys there. Those guys are awesome. They put on a good show. Like the concept. It's, neat. Take your Twitter followers and pick ones and you interview them. I think that's such a great concept. And, that show, It's All About Me, is at RadioFubar.com. And then you got, the ladies of the broadcast there on tomorrow night, 7 o'clock, and then Gary Cantrell's on Sunday. I don't know if anybody's taking off for Father's Day. I know I am. Gonna have an awesome breakfast out, and then get my massage. I'm getting a massage at 11 o'clock Sunday. It's going to be awesome. And then I'll probably go hit some golf balls. It's Father's Day. I'll have some time to myself. So, I'm going to... excuse me. Hang on a second. Yeah, I'm going to go to the driving range, embarrass myself, and because I haven't taken my clothes out. I have not taken the golf clubs out this year, but... excuse me. So I think I'm gonna do that Sunday. I know a lot of other people have taken the weekend off. A lot of vacations coming up. I know I cannot wait for mine. Mine's coming up in July. I'll be hanging out at the condo in Naples. Yearly excursion, and we'll be at the beach and not doing a goddamn thing. So it's Father's Day weekend. I'm gonna. Enjoy some of the weekend podcasts that are coming up. The broadcast is a little too much for me, but it's because I'm a big wimp. And I'm just kidding. Those crazies, those crazy women. I tell you, women are crazy. I know that. I can say that. I'm married. Women are insane and evil and crazy, and there's nothing wrong with that. So. I guess men are just as crazy too, so I can't really say too much there, but that's we'll kick back this weekend and not do much, and thought I'd do a show tonight, hoping I'd get some listeners, but maybe I'll get some downloads. You check this out, podomatic.com, or search iTunes. It's the Terrible Tech Show official podcast. But since we're live, it's not really a podcast anymore. So I'm just very thankful that I'm not in podcast wars, because I'd probably get smoked. But because there's some good stuff out there. I'm gonna go ahead. Yeah, I think I'm going to sign out here. Thanks for listening, or thanks for not listening. And go ahead and download it and pirate it and whatever you want to do with it. If you want to take it and say it's unlistenable. Go right ahead. I really don't care. It's a hobby for me. It's fun. I may some point may take it a little bit more seriously, but I don't take it too seriously, because then it won't be fun anymore. Yeah, I may try to get a more steady schedule here, and it's just me by myself. I was looking for a co-host at one time and had a couple people reach out, but. I really didn't think it'd be fair to get them involved if I didn't know if I was going to be on live all the time. But I may go ahead and try to throw some stuff up on travel-tech-show.wordpress.com. It's my hosted, I just started a hosted WordPress site. And I may throw some stuff out there and post some links and whatnot. And I got SkyDrive, and I got Google Drive and things like that. But I keep the old shows archived, especially the first ones that were just recorded that weren't live. And these will be live, so I'll just kind of cycle them out on Podomatic, and get the new ones up, get the old ones out. But if anybody's interested in hearing some of those old shows, and I'll get the links up somewhere. Either send them out on Twitter or get them up on the site. That's good. So yeah, they'll be out there. I'm gonna go ahead and sign out here. Get the hell out of Skype. I'm gonna go offline. Boom. Sign out. I'm shutting this shit down. I'm tired. I'm going to bed. I have had enough for this week. It was a very frustrating week, and just had a lot of stuff on my mind, and got aggravated at a lot of things I probably shouldn't have, because had a lot of stuff on my mind, and I got it out there that talked about everything I wanted to talk about this week. So I'm gonna go ahead and let's see, close that, refresh that. I'm gonna pop it back on because I gotta upload this to the site. But you've been listening to the Terrible Tech Show. Make sure you follow me on Twitter @ChrisMcManamy for any updates. If you just want to talk, shoot shit, whatever, I'm there. Me and my awesome following I got there. My 400. I can't get seem to get the 500 followers, but. that's neither here nor there. So I'm getting out of here. Check us out on download, Podomatic. Like I said, it's a Terrible Tech Show. It's terribletechshow.podomatic.com. Check it out. I got links everywhere. And we'll see you next time, everybody. Good night and goodbye.